This is Primetime Sports, News Radio WGNS Murfreesboro on FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSradio.com, on our smartphone apps, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees, Screen Printing and Embroidery, home of Raider Tees. For all things MTSU, think Raider Tees first. Tonight, get an in-depth look at what's been going on in sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the Primetime Sports team for tonight's show here on News Radio WGNS.
And good evening, everybody. Our final 2 hours of 2015. That's correct. I know the handkerchiefs and the Kleenex have already come out. Thinking, just even imagining that this is the last 2 hours. You know, we're going to have TOA on for the second half of the hour tonight, and Rod Edwards joins us for the first hour, and Steve Luker and Clark Blair are gone.
They're history.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll be back next year.
Their recent history.
I know Clark's going to be back to defend his title.
And, oh, yeah.
And Luker's going to come back to finish third, second or third again. And
he said that he's out for blood.
I know. I think he was a little bitter. I caught a little tin of that. I don't know if he, you know, if he was, he, it seemed like he was joking, but at the same time, I don't know. I think he felt like he was tied with me too, and I think, but he dropped a game.
Oh, he thought he won it all.
Yeah, well,
with the exception of a few very difficult emotional picks that he had to make.
Yes, and you know, really, I don't know how he could have thought he had won it, because I mean,
well, that's why he got the coulda, woulda, shoulda award. Coulda, woulda, shoulda,
yeah,
but didn't.
That's a tough call, I tell you. But anyway, we've got Rod Edwards here tonight, and since Steve Luker's not here, we will talk more things than just high school football. But we've got high school basketball to talk about. We've got baseball winter trades coming up. There's a big decision that is very dear to Rod's heart that could happen any minute. I mean, it could happen before we go off the air tonight. It's that close. The Jason Hayward sweepstakes.
If you hear me holler, you know it's good.
I'm not in that with him because I'm bitter because Hayward's not with us anymore. But we pulled off a nice trade. We did pull off a good trade.
The J. Hay kid could be going to, what do we look up? The Angels?
Angels,
could
Cubs.
Could be the Cubs, Cardinals, or maybe even the Nationals. They've kind of gotten in late into the game, apparently.
Yeah, you have to be careful of those teams like that, you know, because you had an issue where who was it that nabbed Greinke? Arizona, and right at the last
thought
second,
it'd be the Dodgers again.
The losers in the winter trade meetings have got to be the Dodgers. They've got to be kind of panicking a little bit because they haven't really done very much to kind of keep up and with the Joneses. And the Giants, they signed Samardzija, which is a pretty good signing. So Matt Cain's supposed to be back next year. They'll probably sign Lincecum again, and you know, and then they've got that big left-hander, Madison Bumgarner. So as long as you've got him, you're in pretty good shape.
Are we going to hear any Braves news tonight?
Yes, we are. We are going to hear it. First 15 minutes of this show, I am pumped. Yes, we're going to stink in 2016, ladies and gentlemen. But, boy, 2017, we're on our way back.
So we don't hear you grumble this year.
No. No. In fact, I probably won't even – well, I will tell you this. You got to be patient. Any rebuild, you've got to be patient. But the Braves farm system at this point right now is loaded. I mean, it's loaded. So
– well, they can do what they're doing now. Once they get up there, and they'll trade them again. So keep – like, future still ahead. Keep going. Can't reach that future.
And that's been Rod Edwards.
I think that was a little unnecessary. I haven't even announced what they did. When we get to that point, you can make little comments. I'm sorry that you're upset that you may lose your boy tonight, and Hayward is thinking, you know, close. Will St. Louis go up to $200 million for 10 years? That's the question. That's a big question. I think if they do, they've got him. But if they don't, I don't know. And is Jason Hayward the kind of guy that goes for top dollar? Or is he that good kind of guy, you know, that kind of goes, not like me. I would go for top dollar. But I don't know that I don't know if I want to, you know, fly to Los Angeles and sign with the Angels. You know, there's a lot of things probably going on in his head. Probably his dad's kind of helping make that decision. So he's still a young guy.
Is it the length the number of years, or is it the dollars that's the most important?
The years,
that's
don't point, you?
That's kind of, well, what's the difference in 9 and 10?
Well, much. I'm just saying, you know, if it
nine
was...
9 and 10 million dollars, to me, a lot. But, no, I mean, yeah, to him, yeah.
9 and 10 years, yeah.
Well, what if it's an 8-year, $175 million deal? You know, I mean, is that something
I think take? Year becomes important to them because they know their body could be breaking down, you know, at that stage of 36...
And some
35.
Teams, some teams backload it, so you know, even after they've retired, they're still getting a check for another 4 or 5 years,
yeah. Which ties up the hands of that team.
Yeah, and sure. They don't want to do that. And of course, this money's going to be guaranteed, isn't it? I mean,
that's why Price's deal was so great, because there's no backloaded money.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for him.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll talk about that too. And we haven't had a chance to talk about that. And we're going to take a break and talk about our friends at IDST's. But I want to mention a couple of guys and a girl and that have helped me. And I'm plugging a place and my physical therapist,
mm-hmm.
Brett. Yeah, that's right. Brett's my therapist. And he has got me jumping again, you know, going upstairs. Regardless, I mean, he's been great.
Jumping and, again from when?
Well, I mean, I've had surgery, Rod. Do you remember?
Again, okay. This has been.
I was
Rod
wondering.
But now, when you talk about, yeah, thanks for coming, Rod. But I was at this point. You know how I was, Brian.
Uh huh.
And had me jumping off a little step today and doing some things. Now, I never was a great leaper anyway, but standing on one foot, doing all these kind of things and working me hard and. Want to thank Brett and Britt's there. Jeff is there. Garrett is there, and I want to give a shout out to them.
Where is this?
Results Physiotherapy.
Okay,
it's at the Middle Tennessee Medical Clinic, and they've been working with me for about, I guess, going on 2 months now, and I can really feel the results. And I'll be back probably. I still can't hit the fastball, but I should be, you know, able to, you know, get back in full speed again.
So he was soon. The guy that when you were walking up the steps here, you weren't talking too kindly about, right?
No, not that guy.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No,
I was
no.
just kidding.
Yeah.
That was a surgeon.
Brett, I think Brett's name is Niehaus. It could be Niehaus. I'm not sure, but I think it's Niehaus. 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 So I want to give him a shout out, and he owes me now $5 because he didn't think I'd do it. But
oh,
anyway,
really?
Yeah, no. But if they're listening.
We'll have it on the podcast.
Thank you very much. Naomi works the front desk. Want to thank her, too.
You just she's know been, everybody.
She's been great. There's a lot more I'm going to leave out. Stephanie's up there on the front, too. Just want to, you know, thank all of them. So I've only got about another week or so, I think.
Cool.
I think we're progressing along. So anyway, wanted to tell them.
A new man in 2016.
That's right. And then the weight comes off. We start that diet.
First of the year.
This is going to be a new year. Yes, sir.
Yeah. New year. New
getting ready
John
for
Dickens.
Getting ready for that 60th birthday coming up.
Oh boy,
I'm going to have a big birthday bash too.
Are you?
Yeah, it's a surprise birthday bash that I'm planning. You guys are invited, so surprise me, okay?
Surprise.
Hey, tell about. Speaking of surprises, I know IDST's has got a lot of surprises, and I want to tell you what I want to order something, Brian.
Okay.
And I want you to tell. Amy, down there, I want to get some camouflage hats.
Oh, okay.
With the Wilson logo on it.
Yeah.
You know? And I also want a couple of big head caps. So if you could send that order for me, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. They can do it. They can do anything like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can fit big heads, small heads.
Big waist, small waist.
Big waist, small waist. Our shirts, many of our shirts that we wear.
Mm-hmm.
This sweater that I have embroidered
is nice.
From there. And so there are a lot of good things that they do. So
well, they can definitely take care of any of your school spirit wear needs anytime. If you're running a business, you've got employees. I mean, it really looks nice when you've got those embroidered shirts, polos, long sleeve shirts, button up. You know, anything that you can put a logo on, they can do it. Whether it's screen printing, embroidery, or additional items like that. Plus, they have officially licensed MTSU gear as well at Raider Tees. All of this is at their showroom, 910 Ridgely Road. If you're getting ready to go to the Bahamas, or even if you can't make the Bahamas, you can celebrate the Bahamas Bowl with new Bahamas Bowl, Popeye's Bahamas Bowl shirts that they have that they'll be selling over at Raider Tees coming up. It'll be this week. They think they're getting their shipment in. It may be already in by now. Saw that on Facebook. So you can follow them on Facebook as well, Raider Tees. And they have been a big community supporter, not only for Rutherford County, but for statewide TSSAA sports and, of course, MTSU. And we want to thank them and wish them a very Merry Christmas and prosperous 2016. And thanks for hanging in here with us for another year of Primetime Sports.
And if you're not going to the Bahamas, you can still get a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the game.
They've got a special Bahamas Bowl shirt that they're coming out with.
And I'm
with
sure
this
there'll
week.
Be all kinds of sports bars and all kinds of places we watch a game at. So kind of plan that that activity around that.
That's a Christmas Eve game that starts kickoff at noon. Local time.
Great time.
Yeah.
It's a great time for that. So
we'll have it here on the radio, too.
You know, when we come back, we're going to start off this hour with a little baseball talk. It's already started. Rod's trash talk has already started as well. And we'll be back. I wonder where Jason's going to go. Jason, Cubs, Cardinals.
Instead of where's Waldo, where's Jason?
Where's Jason? Yeah, we'll be back.
Have your feet been hurting you? Well, then you need to try Fleet Feet Sports, like Bart Walker did here at the station.
My feet were killing me, and the doc said, you need to go to Fleet Feet, because they know how to measure your feet. Well, they measured my feet when I was sitting, they measured them when I was standing, then they tried on some shoes and had me walk back and forth. Thanks to Fleet Feet, my feet no longer hurt.
Fleet Feet Sports. Stop by today. They're at the corner of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane, next door to Carrabba's. Fleet Feet Sports.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930. 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air. Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Seagull Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
DirecTV by Intersource.
To a certain extent, the national number or the national website is almost a competitor.
Andy DeGraw talks about why it's so important to call them directly.
Just because somebody in Rutherford County decides they're ready to make that switch, the only way that we're able to continue to do the things we do is when people actually call us.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Having nightmares over mailing? Call me, Corey at Franklin's Printing. I'm the resident mailing expert at Franklin's Printing. I will personally and professionally handle your data files. I will purge, merge, and get it in the mail on time for you. From barcodes to zip codes, postcards to magazines, relax, Franklin's will mail it for you. Call us at 895-0651 or visit us on the web at franklinsprinting.org.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and I can help you get to a better state. 896-2013.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams.
on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
We've got high school basketball. We've got baseball to talk about tonight. And, now they start giving out awards and all those kind of things. We've got college basketball. We've got all kinds of things to talk a little bit about. I guess with the football bowl season coming up, and, you know, we used to on the show do football, college football picks for the bowls. And we may do a few of those in our last segment, just kind of throw a few out there, five or six that of our teams, some of our teams that are involved, Tennessee, Middle Tennessee State, and kind of give you our predictions of those games.
I guess we could pick the final, the championship.
You know, we could just go ahead and extend Pigskin Picks. Don't tell Clark and just give us, you and I, our own awards.
Well, he would lose all those games.
Yes, yeah.
Because he wasn't here.
Yeah. There you go.
But anyway.
We'd have to pick them all for me to win.
But we'll probably do that toward the end of our first hour. Let's talk a little bit about baseball. Big news, David Price going to the Boston Red Sox. Good, bad? Well, how do you feel about that, guys?
Good for David.
Good for David.
Yeah.
What, $217 million, is that right?
Right. He'll make $88,000 a day. Not bad.
Yeah, and the Cardinals were in on that deal as well, weren't they?
In fact, they said that morning he started golf, he thought he was going to be signed with the Cardinals. I think theirs was $185 million they'd offered. But then he got a call, and it got all the way up to $217 million. And the thing was, there's no back pay, paying him after he – contract runs out. It was all upfront money for the 7 years.
Good situation for him, you think, in Boston?
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, to make the deal really, to me, bad for Boston is that after 3 years, he can opt out of it.
Yes. That was a real crucial
I think if I was going to put that kind of money in, I want him the whole time, not him opt out on it.
Yeah. And they've got coming back Hanley Ramirez. They're going to move him to first base. The Panda is going to play third again and hopefully better than he played third last year. They've got a lot of young kids, though, particularly in their outfield now, and they've got a lot of talent in that farm system. And they're just now, they should be about ready. Of course, you still got Pedroia and you still got Ortiz. So there's your heart of your order. So they should be pretty good. And he kind of stabilizes their rotation. They didn't really have an ace last year.
No, they did not. It was just all kind of third, fourth-level pitchers instead of 1-2 at all. So they needed a good starter most desperately.
You really just can't go. I mean, you really can't be that successful unless you really have that true ace anymore, can you? I mean, it's you just about got to have somebody
you
that you know.
You have to have that sure game.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into a series, every fifth day, that you're going to win that one for sure. That's going to stop any big streaks. That's what you want to avoid, to get into a long run of losses.
I was always a proponent for not putting your number one starter in the opening day game. You know, because he's going against their number one. You wait and pitch him number two in the second day, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we've got David, a rich man, and congratulations to him. The Braves, what I wanted to announce about them, for those who have got to be patient now, this is not going to be overnight. But they got, let me see if I can pronounce his name, Ender Inciarte from the Diamondbacks, a center fielder, hit 302 last year. Good speed, great arm, great defensive player, can play center, right, or left equally as well. Looks like he's going to be inserted into that leadoff spot. They've got Dansby Swanson from the their number one pick from the Diamondbacks for Shelby Miller. All of these are for Shelby Miller. And Dansby's their number one pick last year, former Vanderbilt player, got a College World Series under his belt, two of them, and one's a championship. They are excited, I mean, just ecstatic about him and his potential. 15 home run guy, still 20 bases. Kind of a Chipper Jones type kind of a player. I don't want to put pressure on him, but that's kind of what I think they're looking at. He's from Marietta, Georgia, about 8 miles from where the new ballpark's going to be. Fan favorite already. They say he's a great kid. Fan favorite already. I mean, can't go wrong there. And then they've got Aaron Blair, who is a pitcher with the potential – to be a Shelby Miller. So everything I read about this trade, most people have said, most writers have said, It is a great, is a good trade for Arizona to win right now, but it is a great trade for Atlanta for 2017.
Right. But I think Arizona, I mean, they have a,
go for
I saw a rate that rating them, you know, that Arizona had the top one because they take care of media. We got Greinke and Miller. That really brings that starting level up. They've got Goldsmith, one of the best players in baseball. And the young team that's really coming around, so that they're supposedly rated number one. Cubs are number two, and they had Brace rated number four in the trades. You know, this is impartial.
Yeah, and obviously likely. You're not reading the same publications I'm reading, Rod. But different needs.
Right.
I mean, and for what they wanted to do, it is a number one. I mean, because Miller helps them instantly. The issue with me with Arizona and all that, you better win now. You better win within the next 3-4 years because those young, talented, they've got a lot of offense.
Mm-hmm.
But Greinke's not going to get any younger. And so I'm thinking of a window of – he's 32 now? So a window of maybe 3 to 4 years when you get into that 36, 37, ask Greg Maddux.
Right.
You know, it gets tougher and tougher. So they look good. Chicago have made some deals, got your boy – from the Cardinals, Lackey, he should help them.
He's a short fix, but it'll be good for the next.
He's
2 years.
A very underrated pitcher, however.
Right. In fact, he's pitched better this last year than he has in a couple of years.
Had great years with Boston,
right?
And then had some down years, and then
he had surgery and all.
Yeah, 37, I believe, something like that.
Right.
So short term, but something that they need.
Well, he's one that is such a competitor that'll be good for their young pitching staff.
Yeah. And so they tried to take care of some issues. I'm trying to think of all the signings that happened with Chicago. San Francisco has helped themselves a little bit. I think at one time they were in the Hayward deal, but they've decided not to go. Now, let's get to Jason Hayward. $200 million will get him. Now, I want you to be honest with me, Rod. I want you to really be honest. This is going to be tough. And I'm going to probably agree with you. Is Jason Hayward worth $200 million for 10 years? That's the bottom line. I mean, they throw it out there. Is he worth that much? Take your love and loyalty from the Cardinals away and just think of it as objectively as you can. Is he worth $200 million?
No.
Okay.
What he's going to end up doing, especially if he starts struggling later in that schedule, he's going to tie the team up. This is where the Braves had problems
mm-hmm.
with. That's why they're doing what they're doing and cleaning house. Cardinals have had a good program going where they're really feeding from their minor league system, so you could go out and spend some money that you need, but they're not overspend. Probably the biggest break they had is that Angels went up to $240 million. If they paid that $200 million – for Pujols, there's a lot of things they have right now they would not have had.
Well, the way I try to look at it too is if Jason Hayward is worth $200 million, what's Mike Trout worth? I mean, what's Mike Trout worth?
Trout has the power.
Yeah, yeah, and we keep waiting for that power, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of this money is on potential mm-hmm. and still potential that they're still waiting for that power, and I'm thinking power when I talk about Hayward. Is 25 home runs.
Right.
And he's only made that time once.
Well, baseball now, so many are going to the sabermetrics.
Yeah.
This is the...
Their war.
The war, you know. And he's high on it because of the defensive play and all. But still, some of the old-timers, I want that guy that's going to bring in the runs.
Right.
I want that guy that's going to drive in 110, 120 runs. It's going to be in the 30s in the home runs. You know, that the bat that scares people.
The thing about Jason and when he was with Atlanta too, that's the same way. The third and fourth spot, he looks like he's the guy that ought to bat third or fourth or in your lineup. But what he usually winds up, and he did for the St. Louis some and for Atlanta some.
But that's because of injuries.
Yeah, but injuries. But when you put him in a lineup, where's he batting usually? Second, sixth, somewhere in there. He's a complimentary great player is the way I look at him.
Mm.
Now, unless he proves me wrong, and he could. I mean, I think with his potential, he could hit 30 home runs and have that year and then everything be right. I think he's still got a little hitch in his swing a little bit. I think he's still experimenting with that. He's got such a long stride. But will he hit you 280? Yes. Will he steal you 25 bases? Yes. Will he drive in 100 runs? Probably not. Yeah. You know,
and like the bases, that's going to be dropping as he gets a little older.
Right, right. So now let's go. You are a Cardinal fan.
Yeah.
What would you pay for Jason Hayward right now? I mean, what do you think is a good deal for him? $150 million probably?
Far as where we've been, it seems like this year is changing all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
And a lot of it is just what all of a sudden some guy comes out of the wood and our team and really expands the numbers. I said a normal year would probably be $160 million for about 7 years, maybe 6 years. I mean, the advantage he has is he's 26.
Yeah,
but the years he's not a 6 or 7 year deal's not enough for him though, is it?
No, because he realized that hey, I can probably still be high performance.
Yeah,
you know, up through about 36, 37.
Well,
is 10 years.
And the thing, if he signs one for 6 or 7 years, he'll be 33 for the time his next contract rolls along. Well, even if you're still playing well, it hurts you in negotiations because they go, well, he's 33. I don't know if I want to invest in that.
Right. So he wants it now to secure his future, because if he gets shorter of it, it's not going to be near as much.
See, baseball's made a transition to that, hasn't it? I mean, if you really explode onto the scene, your first big, big contract deal is usually to take you to the end. And baseball had gotten away from that, you know, in the 90s, early 2000s, because it was more of those shorter term, maybe bigger bang, but shorter term deals. And that's how they were able to get the most out of the best players and get them in there with the money. Well, now it seems like the years are more of a draw and the money has to stay up there to keep up with what it was years ago.
Right.
Well, and when you talk about Jason Hayward, he's such a different – he's a unique – it's just unique situation, because he does things for you for a guy his size that nobody else can do. But then he get – for a guy his size, he does things – he doesn't do things you think he should do. Does that make sense?
Well, you look at him as an athlete.
Physical specimen.
I mean, they say he looks like Adonis, you know, what you think of a Greek god would look like. You think he'd be driving the ball, you know, the upper decks all the time, but you don't get that. But you get a great defense, a great arm, great instincts on the bases, a tremendous runner, good base stealer, and good in the clubhouse, which is really important.
Well, one other note, and I'll end on this. With the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Nationals, the one thing they all three have in common, they don't necessarily need him to bat in the fourth or third or fourth spot. They've got people to do that. So, and if I'm Jason, I'm looking for a team that's going to be winners for a long period of time and where I'm going to be happy. And if it's $10 million short or whatever, I think I'd have to go.
Well, with the Cubs or with the Cardinals, he's got a good fan base.
Yes.
He's got good support there. Both are really rabid fans, and their attendance is great, and so you're being in a neat experience in a neat environment.
I think what hurts the Cardinals, too, they don't know where to play him. Because they've got a right fielder and they've got a left fielder, and probably his position is going to be center field, which I think gives him more value if he's playing center field, and he can play it. I saw him play with Atlanta at center field. He can play it with the best of them. Is he the most ideal-looking center fielder? No, but he can play it. But I don't know whether that's where he wants to play, so that could be something that helps the Cardinals. I'm thinking, and boy, it hurts me to say it, but I think of all those places that he's talking about, I think he'll be happiest in St. Louis.
Well, I mean, at some point along the line, too, if you're looking at a 10-year deal, you're also looking at a place where maybe you can win a championship or two.
Right.
And that's why I don't know that the Cubs would be one, that, you know, or the Angels or even the Nationals, you know, those teams that are in the mix. So if that is part of what he wants, then absolutely the Cardinals would have to be.
But you look on paper, the Cubs have more young players. Actually.
Well, right now the Cubs are the kind of the go-to team, because you'd like to be on that first team to win the World Series for Chicago, since they haven't won since 1904.
Yeah, and everybody loves their manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matheny's a great guy too, but I think everybody loves their manager. It's tough. I would hate to be a Cardinal fan. Oops, right now. I mean, the pressure would be just getting to me. If you're a Braves fan, oh well, next year. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about something Brian knows a lot about, and that's high school basketball. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If
your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Hello, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. Y'all have heard me on the radio. This message today is for people who have bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. 100% guaranteed. We 100% guarantee that we will get you financed. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Here's your hot and ready pizza.
Wow, this is a lot less frustrating than ordering pizza online.
The cheese is melty and the crust is crunchy. This combo's hot and ready for you, just trust me. Get four slices of deep, deep dish, plus one soda for just $5.
$5.
Hot and ready to go.
$5.
Little Caesar's Pizza Show.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesar's in the Borough on Memorial, South Rutherford and Franklin Road.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com, and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Primetime Sports, brought to you by Ideas Tees. We'll talk a little high school basketball here. It started. We've already done a few games. Your take, Brian? I can start you off with one thing.
We're going girls or boys first?
Let's go girls.
Okay.
Same old, same old.
You know, the term rich get richer is not really, it kind of applies. I mean, I think you're looking at the same teams, and I'm not so sure if by the end of the year your top four may be in a little different order, but I think it's going to be the same four or five teams. The one thing to watch this year is, can Stewart's Creek get over the hump? Can they break out of that five into the four and make a push to the region? I think they've got a shot. And the battle between one and two. Last Tuesday was just the first of several meetings between Blackman and Riverdale. And Rod, you and I saw that game. There were some things that happened in that game that were very uncharacteristic of those teams playing. Number one, 19 points at the half. Number two, Crystal Dangerfield, in single digits in the first half. Didn't even score in the first quarter. Those are some things that you can't count on week after week. And I think being the first meeting and being in December made a huge impact on that game. I'm not saying that Blackman won't beat Riverdale again, but I wouldn't take it to the bank, Blackman fans, that that's going to happen just because you beat them in December.
Well, we got a long way to go. There's a lot to shake out.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, I mean, last year, really, at the end, it was Oakland and Blackman, because we had two teams, Riverdale and Smyrna, were playing to avoid Blackman, as we know. But this year, Riverdale's are loaded, and they're young. Blackman still got Crystal Dangerfield, number one
Jazz
point guard.
Bond.
Yeah. Jazz Bond, there's two who have already committed, you know, to high-level colleges. And they're all, both of those teams have good coaches, and they're just going to get better and better. I think to have this was one really a pressure game for so early in the season. That's why we saw a lot of mistakes, missed layups, turnovers, more than we normally would see. But they'll get into the flow, you know.
And John, the same thing happened in the Oakland Smyrna first game. You know, Oakland wins by three, beat Smyrna the other night. But Oakland had a lead. It dwindled away. Smyrna came back a little bit, but Oakland still won that ball game. By the time we got to the second meeting, it was a double-digit game. And I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. I kind of see the district being you've got your top three, and some form or fashion, it's going to be Riverdale, Blackman, at Oakland. And then you're going to have Smyrna there at four again, just like it's been the last couple of years. But is that number four with Smyrna in jeopardy with Stewart's Creek knocking on the door? I think that's the most intriguing thing to look at.
Well, I'm not going to throw out who I think is going to win it because I have no idea. I really like Oakland, and
they look good the other night.
But I tell
you
what I like about Oakland is they've got seniors. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of seniors. And seniors in pivotal positions. You know, you've got Eubank, and you've got Eaglin and Gibson.
Gibson.
Those are three pretty main cogs. You've got two people that can handle the ball well, play good defense, shoot the ball.
Well, and if you look at Blackman, though, they've got senior leadership, too.
Right. But, again, they're playing younger people at positions. You know, they've had to go, you know, where they were senior-laden. Now they're kind of senior and junior. Now they're playing seniors and a few sophomores.
Right.
So there's a little difference there. But to make my point.
And Riverdale's all sophomores.
Yeah, to finish my point with that. And I think you could tell that in that first game. I think there was some jitters there on some shots. But then you've got what I think about Oakland is the improvement in their bench. They've got a lot. They've got a deep bench that they've never had in the past. I'm trying to think of her name.
Even last year,
Maddie Cook is a big addition to that lineup. But when I look at Riverdale, here's the thing: they're sophomores now, but by the end of the season, they're going to be juniors. You know what I mean? They're gonna get all that experience they need.
Well, they've got a new coach too,
and so will Blackman. Yeah. And they're experiencing a new coach, even though it's Jessica,
sure.
And they've been with her for many years. There are some differences, you know, that are going to be. They're going to have to work that thing out.
Well, they were freshmen when she was there in her last season at Blackman. So
that's why I hate that the region started in December. You know, I really wish they could have played at least through the month of December, starting January like they used to in the past, because I think you iron out all those kinks by then. I haven't seen Smyrna, but I know they've got a couple of really strong girls inside. I mean, I think they've, you know, the one came back from injury that tore her ACL last year, and I think she's going to be a real force. And
I think their problem is going to be depth.
Yes, I do too. I agree with that. And Stewart's Creek is just a matter of what you said probably better than anything, getting over that hump. That is the hardest thing to do, is how to learn how to win and learn how to win the big game. But
well, they'll have a chance. They'll have a chance Friday night as they play Riverdale at Riverdale. It doesn't get much bigger than that.
No, that's true.
You know, and so you'll see some very good girls' talent there with Stewart's Creek at Riverdale. And I think we will have a good gauge of where things might be able to fall after this week. And then see in January, it's going to be a fun district race.
I just don't see, Rod, that we're going to have a one team that just totally dominates it. You know, I think some teams are going to suffer a loss at the other person's place. I think two losses, you know, where we used to think if you lost two, you're out of it, basically. But I think now, this year, you could probably lose two and still come away with a title. I mean,
home court advantage is going to be a big part of this. If you lose a home court advantage game, that's really going to hurt your chance for really succeeding for the year. But what talent! I mean, they beat before we had this meeting with our own district, beating teams from outside of Tennessee.
Bad too.
Yeah, I mean, some of them weren't even close. Yeah. So that actually they're going into tough games now. And the thing is, they know each other. They know each other's tendencies. And there's a rivalry when you know each other that you really want to perform well. But that's why we had a lot of the pressure. But we have a lot to see yet. Maybe Stewart's Creek is come a long way. We don't know until we play each other.
They're one of the, I guess, between them and, well, Oakland's already lost one. I guess they would be the only undefeated team still out there.
Here's
right
one
now.
Thing to consider too: if a team loses somebody for 3 weeks due to an injury or something, it could tank your season. I mean, that's how close I think it could be.
What about the boys?
I think we're real fortunate though that we've got that many good, great girls team. Not good.
Yeah, great.
I'm talking about great boys. I really feel like Barry Wertman working that magic again. I think he's got it together. I've been real impressed with Oakland. They're hustling down the floor. Siegel is always in the hunt. I mean, they play that style, and they're a tough opponent to beat at home. They're really, really good. They've still got speed.
To me, I think we're going to see another year very similar to what we've seen in the past in boys, and that's on any given night, any opponent could beat the other, because Stewart's Creek beating Laverne Tuesday night by 3, I think really kind of shows you that.
Right. And then Laverne, with the talent they've got, they can knock off a black man. They have a good night.
Yeah.
You know, a lot depends on the night.
I forgot about black. I mean, Laverne. And I'm telling you, I definitely know I have one of those guards that for them has played 12 years. I mean, I see his name every year. And he's now finally a senior, though. Seriously, he really is finally a senior. And but he played as a freshman, and he's – you know, when you've played that much and played quality minutes from a freshman to a senior, boy, you know, you're looking pretty good.
Well, tomorrow night, Oakland is at Laverne, and so that's a very intriguing boys game right there. To me, I think it will, is Oakland one of those teams that's going to be a real, real, real force to reckon with? If they can go to Laverne and beat Laverne after playing the schedule that they have, I think Troy Bond may have them there. Not saying a loss is going to be detrimental. I'm just saying that could set them apart a little bit. And if that's the case, I'm kind of looking at Blackman and Oakland. Otherwise, I think you've got to look at Blackman, Oakland, Laverne, and maybe Siegel in that mix to compete in the district for a title.
Well, regardless of everything, we've got some really good coaches, and we've changed. There's been a lot of turnover, but we're still loaded with some good coaches. Brian Turner down at Smyrna, I mean, he's got a younger squad. No telling what, again, Rod, you've said it 3 times, it's really too early. But from every indication, I think we're going to see tight races in both of them. And I don't know that we will know the winner of this thing until the final week of the season. I really feel that in both of them, boys and girls.
The Smyrna-Oakland boys game was pretty close. I know Oakland won by 12, but it was a closer game than that.
All the way till the end.
Yeah. So, you know, and Brian's – I just did some work on their roster from last year to this year to get our score sheets ready for tomorrow night, because we're broadcasting the Smyrna-Siegel game. And, you know, he lost about 5 key players.
Yes.
So he, you know,
and 4 year starters too. You know, I mean, played a lot of a couple of them are 4 year starters.
Now, some of these guys that you'll hear are tomorrow night in the broadcast are guys that have played significant time for him, like Miles Cumrow and kids like that. But you lose your Vanderbilts and so on and so forth there at Smyrna. So to be where they are, and I think Riverdale, John, if they can start to shoot the ball better, I think they're going to be able to play with just about anybody. But they really struggled in long streaks the other night against Blackman, and you can't afford to do that.
Right, right.
In this league.
And he's got some talent. He's got now he's a little young in places, but he's got a couple of guys that can really Matthews can carry a team. Unfortunately, most of his points came in the second half after they were kind of already down by 10 or 12. But anyway, when we come back, you know what? We're going to do those college football picks. We're going to do it. We're going to do 4 or 5. We'll pick the 4 or 5 that we think are key games. We'll let Brian get on the computer and give those out to us as we continue wrapping up the first hour here of Primetime Sports presented by IDIS Tees.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands, just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography. 890-1558.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan France Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan France Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranceconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
The time is now. Bob Bud's option. The time is now.
Saturday, December the 5th auction at 12 noon in Smyrna at 311 Davis Park Drive. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath brick home on a corner lot with a fenced-in backyard. See pictures and get directions at parksauction.com.
Bob Bud's option.
Get in the Blue Raider spirit with new gear from Raider Tees. Best prices in town on MT clothing and tailgating supplies. Every home game day and Friday before, get a 25% discount on all regularly priced MT gear. Raider Tees is open every Saturday game day until 2 hours before kickoff. Don't pay full price on campus. Save 25% before you go to the game. Smart Blue Raider fans, shop at Raider Tees, just behind Chewy's on Broad Street.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight, highlighting the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders, as the Blue Raiders will be playing in the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl, which we're going to talk a little more about coming up. But saluting the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders on another bowl bid this year. And good luck to them. They play on the 24th in the Bahamas Bowl. We'll talk about that in just a few. That highlight from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. Here's a look at your schedule of games coming up here. I want to remind you, tomorrow night, State Farm Prep Basketball from Siegel. Smyrna is at Siegel tomorrow night. We'll have the broadcast here on the radio at 5:50 pregame, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. Then on Saturday, the Middle Tennessee men will play Auburn at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, 11:30 for the tip-off, or 11:30 for the pregame, 12 noon for the tip-off. That's on Saturday. And on Sunday, Kentucky travels to take on the Lady Raiders, 1:30 for pregame, right here on News Radio WGNS. Next week, station camp is at Stewart's Creek on Monday, and next Friday, it's Huntland at Middle Tennessee Christian School as we wrap up the pre-Christmas prep sports schedule. After Christmas, we will have a game from the State Farm Classic on Monday the 28th before we get back into district play coming up after the first of the year. And this Saturday morning, our last Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner for 2015. As we welcome in boys basketball coaches, we'll take a hiatus for about 3 weeks and then jump back into district basketball conversation with our girls after the New Year's weekend, the week after. That's a look at the schedule of things coming up. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with some football talk, talking a little college football and a little bit about what we think is coming up here with Middle Tennessee and the Tennessee Vols, and who will be the national champion. We'll talk all about that when we return on Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees.
This is Krista Dugosh, owner of Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro. We can't wait to meet your feet, whether you're a walker, a runner, a gym rat, or a weekend warrior. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro has all the gear you need to meet your fitness goals. But we're more than just a shoe store. You can count on us for training programs, professional fittings, and educational events. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro, located at the corner of North Thompson Lane and Medical Center Parkway, next door to Carrabba's, or at fleetfeetmurfreesboro.com.
We're talking with Jeff Mullins of J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
This has just always been in my blood. I'm very blessed being a third-generation jeweler.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
Loose diamonds, loose gemstones, mounted up goods, a lot of sterling silver, a YU8 repair station here for watch batteries and clasp on your jewelry.
On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
When you talk about the people at MTCS, it's unbelievable. The community there, the families there, the people there are just top-notch.
MTCS President Dr. Phil Ellenberg.
We want everything we do to be about Jesus, and we're not ashamed of that. Matter of fact, we want to proclaim Jesus in what we do. We want it to be His school, and we want to just serve through that.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, online at mtcscougars.org.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer? Ruby's Choice is an engaging and enchanting novel which captures love's first bloom and quickens the heart. Go to dfjonesauthor.com and click Buy the Book. For a personalized copy of Ruby's Choice, click the Contact button and fill out your info. There will be a limited number of paperbacks available at Hastings and Murfreesboro. May love light the way this Christmas.
Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible. For more information about Murfreesboro Electric Department and how we can help you, visit www.murfreesboroelectric.com. Murfreesboro Electric Department, our hometown power, serving the citizens of Murfreesboro for over a quarter of a century.
In Rutherford County, when you think donuts, you think of Donut Country. They've been a staple for years. Donut Country on Memorial Boulevard down from the U-Haul and on Middle Tennessee Boulevard near the Old Roses Shopping Center. Donut Country has the best, sweetest donuts that you'll ever eat. Trust me on this. If you haven't had one, you're missing out on a Rutherford County treat. Donut Country, fueling the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Try them for lunch or dinner. They even have great sandwiches as well. Donut Country.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
We are back, the final segment of 2015 first hour. We got another hour coming up. Dr. Robert Greenberg is going to be joining us for an hour of talk. It's going to be a great show. You're going to love it. So stay tuned for that. In the second hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about our bowl games that are coming up. And, of course, let's first start with this is unofficial picks, by the way. It's not for any kind of, you know, certificate or anything.
We have more research to do.
So, Brian, if you win it, we might get you one on a napkin.
On a technicality is what that would be.
But anyway, the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. It's kind of a weird. Oh, anyway, Popeyes Bahamas Bowl. That's Middle Tennessee versus Western Michigan. Rod, what do you think about the Blue Raiders who have opened up the passing attack?
Well, I think they're right in the middle of the year. They were still passing, but I think they lost their running attack. It became one-dimensional. That's when we struggled with Vanderbilt and some of those middle games. Of course, the week off really made a difference because it allowed some healing. And once we got our running game, Tucker's back, Parker's back, very hard to stop. Western Michigan, on their part, they're a really new team to bowl games. Usually it's Central Michigan coming out of there.
Right.
And always have had a quality program. They beat us at Detroit 1 year. And so I would say, this being new, them going to the Bahamas, it's going to be a little kind of eyes are a little glazed. I think it gives actually MTSU a big advantage.
I'm flying the blue banner.
Me too. Blue Raiders. That'll be noon on ESPN on Christmas Eve. The Outback Bowl, Tennessee, back in a pretty major bowl here, January 1st. That'll be noon on ESPN2 against Northwestern. I'm going to have to go with the Tennessee Vols. I don't think Northwestern has enough offense. I think Tennessee's defense will dominate that game, and I think we'll have just enough offense to win. I don't think they'll win by a huge margin, but I think we'll win.
Well, I think if we look back, last year they beat Iowa, and then we saw Iowa in the big game with Michigan State. What a game.
Yeah.
They're like two heavyweight boxers going at it toe-to-toe to the finish.
Well, it was for a spot in the national championship playoffs.
Right, in the Final Four. And with Tennessee, with what they had last year and what they got now, I would say probably their speed and all would be a little bit too much, especially if Dobbs is on with his passing.
All right, so I guess you're taking Tennessee then.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, well, we're all unanimous so far. The college football playoff schedule, now that's New Year's Eve, which I always think that's kind of a weird night for but I guess you can party and watch a game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma against number one Clemson, number four Oklahoma against number one Clemson. I really think Clemson struggled quite a bit, so I'm going to go with Oklahoma in an upset.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma's got a good chance at this one.
You got a real sound defense, too.
I really think it's going to be Oklahoma and Alabama in the national championship game, myself.
No, Oklahoma.
Okay, you just went right through it, baby. You just skipped it. Okay, good deal.
Because we got a minute.
Yeah, okay. Rod, who's going to be the national champion? You got Michigan State and Alabama, Oklahoma and Clemson. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, I would say Michigan State beats Alabama, a little more two-dimensional. And then I would go with Oklahoma.
Well, yeah. I've got to agree with you, Rod. I'm going with that, too. Michigan State against Oklahoma.
Who's going to win it all?
Michigan State.
Really? Is that where you're going, Rod?
I'm going Oklahoma.
I'm going to go with Alabama.
All right.
Well, I hope for the SEC it is Alabama. All right. Rod, appreciate you stepping in tonight, and we'll see you on down the line in some basketball games. And, Brian, great year, as always.
Yeah.
Thanks for, you know, taking care of everything. John Dingan saying so long. See you next time and next year.
Very good.